Father, we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. In Jesus' name. You may please take your seat, have your seat in God's presence. Amen. So you see, what we have been doing in the mornings is to pray, but not just prayer. We also mix it with what the Bible calls ministering to the Lord. Amen. And when we minister to the Lord, there are some important aspects of it, of ministering to the Lord. One of it is worship. Singing is one of the important tools that is being used whenever we are ministering to the Lord. But you see, the basic idea is the government of the Spirit in the fellowship, where the Spirit directs the fellowship. You get what we're talking about? Meaning that we don't have a pre-planned, agenda. Now, it's good to have a pre-planned agenda in when we fellowship. You get it? You can decide that today is Bible study. It's a very accurate thing to do. You should do that mostly. Today is prayer meeting. Today is miracle service, or today's deliverance service, whatever you feel led to do, or whatever you decide to do. But there are also meetings or fellowships where it is ministering to the Lord, where we just come abandoned before His presence, and then He begins to instruct and direct. So those type of gatherings, you have to allow the Spirit, and then you have to also, find the wind. You get the point. You find the wind. You find out what is the Lord doing at this time. You know, when is this ending? You feel the anointing to know, okay, is it time to stop worshiping? Is this time to continue worshiping? What next? That's how a meeting that is about ministering to the Lord, that is how it is, expressed. You get the point. So the anointing will be on one person ministering, and it will be there till it wanes off. Those who are leading that meeting will find what it is now waning into. So those kind of meetings, in other meetings, we come for this type of meetings. God is like the audience, but not just the audience. It's the one we want to please. So His Spirit will dictate to us how we do it. Is that, you get what I'm talking about? And so, The more skillful we are at it, the more life we generate. Also those kind of atmospheres also birth sometimes spontaneous worship. But the Lord determines how it ends, actually, or how it goes. And so in the next few minutes, I will just add one block, to what we are doing, and it's from the scripture, Romans chapter 12, but for the sake of context, we would start from Romans chapter 11. Are you cold? All right. Because some of you are shaking. Like that popular advert, Mommy, Daddy's shaking. I'm going to remember that advert. Shake, shaky, Daddy. Do you remember that? Remember that advance? There are some of you saying you remember that, but I doubt that. When I do the mathematics of your age and that, but maybe you watch replay. Praise God. So, Romans chapter 11, verse 34. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? I don't know if we have anybody here who one of the main counselors of God. I don't know. Maybe you notice God is doing something upon the face of the earth, and then you have decided not to really tell us that actually you were the one that advised him to do that, you know. I don't know if there's anyone like that there are things going on that we don't really know, that if not for you, God would not have gone that route. Is there anybody like that? All right. So who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? Who is God currently owing? That if you change your mind and say, God, give me what you are owing me now, God is in serious trouble. Is there anyone like that? Like, maybe there are glories that you borrowed God for him to just use to manage the first and the second heaven for now, and after a while you'll collect it back. It's looking like there are no such people here. All right. So you get the gist, right?
Yes,
sir. 36 now tells us that for of him, one, through him, to him. Yeah? Are how many things? So let's check. So if you take anything to the laboratory and you want to study it and find out the essence of that thing, what are you going to come out with? Huh? No, you'll come out with the knowledge that particular thing is for of him. You now find out that thing is what? Is through him. And what's the other thing you'll find out? To him. So he's the source of all things. He's the process of all things. And is the ending of all things. Now this is amazing. It didn't say some things. It says all things. So the question is, Bawuni, I don't know how to say it in English. Bawuni, because you've heard Wulu Fura, right? Okay, all right. Let me pick Laolu, for example, now. And I'll say, Laolu is of me. Laolu is through me. And Laolu is to me. Now, what would be the value of this Laolu? What it mean? There's no space for Laolu to even live his life. Praise God. Even our khaki, even though it's not even of us, but it is for us. But you know, many times the khaki used to lose by itself. Because it just wants to breathe. Every morning you just be. And you can spend. I've spent 5 months looking for khaki before. 5 months. I've spent 5 months looking for my khaki. The day I found it about 40 kilometers away from me. Yes. It was in my mother-in-law's house inside her shoe. I live in Ojudu. She live Orile. That car was just resting for months. Every morning we see, we greet it, it will greet us. Because what happened was my mother-in-law came to visit, and I think one of the kids put it in her shoe. So when she went with her shoe. So it was in her shoe for months. So I believe that the khaki just says, I have a life. I have. And the car, every morning we'll pass, the car will say, how now? I said, we are fine. I said, thank you. We'll move. And that's how we're looking at the car. And just use word of knowledge, word of wisdom, prophetic. Of him, through him, to him, all things. Where is the space for that thing to even have life and have? I want to be. I want to be me. I want. May God give you understanding. Amen. That it's a massive attack for a thing to self-inspire. It's a massive attack. That when all things were made, they did not leave room for that thing to be by itself. No room for you to just push for into it. For me. So, if you understand this, because chapter 12 started with, so therefore, a lot of us don't understand that. Give me 12. He said, I beseech you what? Therefore. I beseech you, therefore. What's the therefore? To him, through him, and for him. That is the accurate order. That is what he did. That is how he made you. So, dear, because of this, because there's no room. He didn't say to him, go back there. He didn't say of him, through him, and to you. He didn't. Or say of you, through him, and to him. Or for of him, through you. And to him. You know, they didn't give you one out of these three hymns. So you can understand the first sin when Adam now said that he is naked. Because who told you? When did you start having an idea that is outside me? When did you start being of you? When did you start being you? Who told you? When did you start thinking a thought that did not come from me? Say, ooh. When did this kind of life start? Say, I was naked and I went to hide my... Where did this creativity originate from? I was naked, and I went to hide myself, and now you are now to you, or you are beginning to through you, or are you of you? I don't know if there's anybody you are of you. You are of you. I don't know if there's anyone here who imagined his creation. The creation of you, you imagined it. Say, how I go take be? How I go take create myself? You know you did not. You know that your beginning was God's choice. That you started. is a choice of God. The reason why there is Indy was because God thought of it. So the abnormality is that a strange virus was introduced. The name of that virus is self. And what it wants to contaminate is this thing. To whom be glory? So you see, when these three things are in place, what will be manifested is the glory of God. So, this is the only way glory will be made manifest. Anything outside of this, there will not be the glory of God be manifest. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
So, we now go to 12. 12 now says that, I beseech you therefore, I now beg you. Because of this, I beg you, by the mercies of God, that you now carry yourself now. Because maybe you have the virus has messed you up. Now that you know this, just now come and carry yourself and come and present yourself. So we're all on a journey of presenting ourselves to God. And say, Lord, I'm sorry for all the places I've been scattered to us. And I present myself. I'm now to you, through you, and what? For you. This is also a strange use of word, where they call it living sacrifice. This is a new type of word, because sacrifices are usually dead. But in this context, what makes you alive is your death. You understand?
Yes,
sir. You don't get it. The point is, if you are for him, through him, and to him, then what has happened to you? Dead, you don't exist. So that's why it's a sacrifice. You are dead. But now, you are alive. Because this is what will bring him glory. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I live in the flesh, how do I live it? I live by the faith of the Son of God. Do you understand it? So that's why it's a living sacrifice. Dead to self, alive in him. Present your bodies, every compartment of your existence. The word bodies here talks about your spirit, soul, and body. You present it a living sacrifice. Holy. What does holy mean? Separated. I'm separated. Not for any other thing, not even for myself. Separated unto God. May God grant you revelation knowledge. The more you don't understand this, the more your whole life will be scattered. And your life will be scattered does not mean you are. I'm talking about your soul will be a scattered soul. And the Satan will bring a lot of, there will be a barrage of attacks. You have depression, suspension, all the bad shuns. Are you together with me? You know, when the white man creates something, do we write They will write the condition to keep that thing so that it will not spoil. Yeah. Your condition for you not to spoil is to him, through him, and for him. If you live outside that condition, you will be spoiled. Fungi, bacteria will be able to walk on you. Are we together here? This is the reason why a lot of people think life is tough. It's not the life that is tough. It's you that is lost. So he says, let us now go and submit and present your bodies. Praise God. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, to him, for he through him, to him. Present yourself unto God. He says, this is the only reasonable thing you can do. Huh? This is how to be reasonable. The word reasonable here is not Greek. It's actually reasonable. It means reasonable. That if you are not living that way, you are not reasonable. You are not thinking. You are not using your brain. You are not thinking. That's why this is a reason. It's not a deep service. It's not a powerful service. It's not a wise thing. It's not a spectacular thing. It's just a reasonable thing. To say, to not look for space for yourself. When you choose not to look for space for yourself in your life, I understand that all the spaces God has collected. No space. Can you tell somebody gently, no space for you? No space. You see, come. In the world, let's assume this table now. Let's assume this is a prison, and I'm able miraculously to put Indy inside this thing. This is the Indy I used to talk about. And you put Indy inside here. Now, the day Indy lives here, and he comes to the real world, he screams, "I'm free." Now, I'm free, right? And then it begins to manifest as I'm free. In spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding, our freedom happens when we are locked in Christ. So it's in him. You see, freedom is not to be alone to yourself. Freedom is to be, he is the definition of freedom for us. So until a man is in Christ, he doesn't know freedom. Christ is the freedom we must gain. Huh? So if this is Christ, until he finds himself inside, he's not free. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So what I'm saying is that freedom is not independence. In the world, the lie is that freedom is independence. Freedom is I can do what I feel like. No. The true freedom is that I am in Christ. Because there should not be destruction in freedom. But there is destruction in independence. Is there no destruction in independence? Is it not when you go to uni, your life started spoiling? that piece of admission, was that not what destroyed your life? He started smoking Igbo. Because you're just looking for, what will I do again with these remaining 3 hours? What can I do again? You're just walking, nowhere to go. You're just... Nobody's calling you to go, and you just... You look at your back, and your auntie is not there, your uncle is not there. You look at it. You stay out till 9 p.m. Nobody call you that. Where have you... Say, give me Igbo, let me smoke Igbo before you know you are gone. Do we understand that? So, freedom is in Christ. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 3 teaches us about liberation, where he was about liberty. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is. Open there, let me show you something. So Corinthians chapter 3, we start from maybe 15 and then about. Quickly. Even unto this day, are you enjoying this morning dew?
Yes.
Even unto this day, when Moses is ready, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. Now, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Somebody say freedom.
Freedom.
Now, where does freedom domicile? Now, you can see that this verse and the verses before carefully explained the description of the Spirit. He said, the Spirit I'm talking about is not tongues. He says, the Lord is that Spirit. So, he's talking about the Lordship of the Spirit. He says, whenever you can engage Spirit as Lord, then you are free. So, how can I be free with a Lord? Because the idea of Lord is master. So it's until I'm locked in his lordship that I will experience freedom. And that freedom is his lordship. So you are free because he is Lord. So freedom in the world, we call freedom as independent from the Lord. From a Lord, that's when you are free, because you thought you were in bondage when there's a master. But in Christ is when he is Lord that we are now free. Free to live for him, free to obey him, free to do what he asks you to do. Now that is freedom. Are we together here?
Yes,
so it says, this is acceptable unto God. So you can see that going and coming is not acceptable unto God. Where you do your own, you come back, you say, Lord, have you been a while? All right, I bless you. I bless you, Yahweh, this worship is for you. See the lifting of my hands is unto you. It's unto you alone. I'll be back. There you go, you don't go. How's everything now? Wow. Wherever you go, Yahweh, lead me now. I'll be back, Yahweh. I'll be back. Then you go again. You date who you want to date. Then you come back and say, girl, can you believe that girl is a very stupid girl? She broke my heart. She broke my heart. I don't know why ladies are like this. Say, but God is where? I love you. I love you all, man. You will not break my heart. Then you go again, you pick another girl. I said, wow, God, this one is good. And after the girl breaks, I said, God, all these girls, all these boys, they are scum. They are scum. But you are not scum. There you go again. I said, Lord, I'm in Scotland now. Wow.
Wow! God, I can't believe I've been wasting my time in Nigeria. What? What? Wow! I say, where did I send you to Scotland? Say, Lord, leave that. I mean, wow! You're a good God. You're a good God. I'll look for one redeemed church. I'll go. This is how 98% of believers live their lives. And they behave shocked that things are not working. How can it work when there is no grace? It says, this is the only one that is acceptable unto God. And if you have sense, you had better do it. This is your reasonable service. Do you know how many of you have chart out a course for yourself? You chart out a proper course. Like you see down like as Elohim. And you chart out a course. You put time frame to it. I say, in 2 years, I'm here. Now, by the time I'm 25, I should be here. Then I'll do this for about four, five, thereabout. Then I'll go there. Then I'll marry a girl because I want a fair baby. So I think I should marry a fair guy. I should not marry that guy. I'll marry a fair guy. I'll marry fine. So. If I fine, just like, you know, just. I tell you the truth, that's how a lot of you are living. I say, Lord, do it, Lord. Do what? This thing is not to him. It's not through him. It's not for him. There can be glory. Can be glory. I say, Kai, if I can just hit Europe now. If I can hit Europe. This thing that I went to study, if I get to Europe with this skill, Kai, I'm made. And the more you live, the more life is being sapped out of you. You are emaciated. You are spiritually, you are just growing lean. You have this crisis. Your soul is clean. Your face might be fresh, but your soul, you are just dying. After a while, when you call Jesus, you can't hear the name. You say, Jesus. You say, did I call my daddy? I said, because there's no more. It's no more resonating inside you because you have lived of you, through you, and to you. Do you know the confidence they used to write those things they write in obituary? The confidence. They say, come to glory, come to glory. How did he go to glory? A life well spent. The confidence with which they write those things, just. I think there's a format. You just send it to the printer. You just copy and paste. You just paste. I change the rule. It's not this person. I'll change the name. This is another person that died. Now, if it's not to you, that's why maybe you just come to church, the pastor does something, you just change your mind and say, Kai, how can I live that? No, I'm leaving this church, you know, I'll go to another church. You go there, they behave in a way you don't like, you're out, you don't have time. I don't take nonsense, I don't have time. The life you are living is to you, and you are a criminal for doing that. It's an offense. And the punishment is capital. Capital punishment. It's an offense.
is, was it? Is an offense. Do you know the Bible says we should not say by tomorrow? You know the Bible says, give it to us. He said, by tomorrow I will be here next week. Because it's not to you. It's not to you. Who told you you are not done with what God came to for you to do on earth? That you are not done tonight. Now who told you? I don't know if you purchase the life that if you lose it, it will be cheating. Did you buy it? Is it not what you buy that you say you bought fake? Anybody went somewhere to go and buy? Did you buy 70 years old? Or you went to buy 80 years old? All of us don't know the amount of years old they gave us. We are just hoping there is plenty. I just hope it's plenty. So you don't know. Some say you die young. You don't know. You don't know whether I die young. Go to now. Ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city. And continue there a year, buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor. That normally, the thing is vapor. It came as vapor. It is a miracle that is... Like normally, you be vapor. Like normally, it's miracle. It's God that is not allowing it to vanish. If God is done, it will just take his eye 1 second. Pew. If God just shifts his eye from you like this, all this life that you are doing, you know, let God just say, "Go come out, God just take his eye, study. You will just fall down like this. You say, "Wow!" Suddenly. Suddenly, how? We never even. Kai, are you man? Kao. Are you already upstairs? Or downstairs? Is even a vapor appeared for a little time. And then vanisheth away. For what ye ought to say, if the Lord will. Why? Because you are of him, to him, and through him. So his will is what will determine what will happen. If the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. As I'm going to tell me, I'll see you next week. I used to say, I'm not sure if I've heard me say it to you when you talk to me. I said, by the grace of God. I hope I will be able to preach the joy service tonight. It's a desire that is joy. And I believe that I will preach it. And say, today we have a reason to be joyful. Because God has taken Pastor Zach and we do not mourn the way the mourn. It's joy. We want to have a joy service so that's a tag time. You know, people say, Ele, man, human feelings. I'm just saying that you cannot, you are not sure of anything. So if you want to have peace in life, live of him. Live through him. And live to him. The day you do this, your problems will reduce. Because out of the 10 problems you have, 9, you have it because you are living of you, through you, and to you. That's why it's a problem. Because what you are trying to achieve, he didn't send you. So if he didn't send you, you have to sponsor it. And there is a connection between earthly, when you want to achieve something with your strength, there's a connection with it and high blood pressure. Yeah. Go and check a lot of people who are living for themselves. Go and check their BP. BP is the cost of living for yourself. That's the reasonable cost. Yes, and a scriptural. The Bible says in the last days, the basic malaria in the last days is the heart of men will fail them. Now that's not a spiritual statement. It's talking about high blood pressure, heart attack,
stroke, his heart will just fail. That's malaria of the last days. People's heart will just, how did he die? His heart failed him. Why did his heart fail him? Because he's thinking and planning to do things for himself. You need to live. Praise God. You need to live how? Of him. Lift up your right hand. Say, I live or I'm of him. Through him. To him. Yes. Do it one more time. I am of him. Through him. To him. We're doing it five times. One more time. I am of him. Yes. 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 The last one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is how God wants us to live. Are we together, friends? Don't die. Have joy. Have joy. Don't die. Your life is not your own. You can't leave it. Leave it to the person who gave it to you. Don't die. That's why the whole purpose of God is to serve God. The whole purpose of man is to serve God. By the time, is it Solomon? It says, the whole conclusion is to fear the Lord. Keep his commandment. Just serve God. Eh? What should you do? Serve God. Just serve God. Serve God. That's your duty. Just serve God. Eh? What should you do? Serve God. What God, how do you want me to do this thing? How do you want me to live? How do you want me? Just serve God. And then if you can readjust your life in this direction, then you now begin to see after a while grace and then especially the glory of God. He says when we get this arrangement right, what are we going to experience? Glory. So let's read that scripture again and then for of him. 1, 2, 3, go. To him be glory forever. Amen. This is the story of your life. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you in the night. It's going to be amazing. The grace of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom. We'll see you in the night. Come early. Bring somebody.